State lawmakers are due to end the 2012 legislative session in just about a week and a half. While Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders are downplaying any hope of major agreements on some key issues, a survey of New Yorkers find that voters want action. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Lawmakers plan on leaving for the summer on June 21st, but they continue to be gridlocked on the issues of raising the state's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.50 an hour and offering tax breaks to small businesses as an incentive to create more jobs. Assembly Democrats, led by Speaker Sheldon Silver, have already approved a minimum wage increase bill, while Senate Republicans, led by Senator Dean Skelos, have approved the business tax cuts. Steve Greenberg with Siena College Research Institute says a poll of New Yorkers find that the majority like both proposals.
There is overwhelming support for increasing the minimum wage in New York. There is overwhelming support for Senator Skelos' proposed package of business tax cuts and credits.
Greenberg says if legislators follow a time-honored tradition, it's possible that voters will get both.
There is a deal to be had here if the two sides want to make a deal, because both issues, which the other House opposes the other guy's proposal, but both of these proposals are strongly, overwhelmingly supported by the voters of this state.
Governor Cuomo, though, has repeatedly thrown cold water on any such deal, saying the philosophical differences between the two houses are too great.
I'm not overly optimistic that we are going to bridge that philosophical divide in the time that we have left. This session.
Cuomo has even said that achieving agreement between the two houses on raising the minimum wage is more difficult than winning the deal to legalize same-sex marriage last year. The government reform group Citizen Action offers a theory on why the minimum wage increase seems to be stuck. The group's Karen Scharf says a search through campaign contribution records finds opponents of the measure gave $400,000 to state Senate campaigns, and 71% of that money went to GOP candidates' coffers.
It's business as usual in Albany that CEO campaign contributions decide what's on the table and off the table. We think that this year we're seeing the effects of it even worse as we're getting closer to an election, and as we're getting closer to an election where the Senate Republicans are eager to maintain their majority, they seem to be more, possibly more influenced than even before by what their campaign donors want.
Governor Cuomo had listed the public financing of campaigns as one of his goals for the 2012 session, but the governor has been steadily backing away from that issue and other campaign finance reform measures. Citizen Action is pushing it, but Scharf admits it will be difficult to achieve.
Clearly, it's a heavy lift. The Senate has declared it dead on arrival, as they did with minimum wage. With only 8 days left, it's going to be tough, but we're going to keep pushing hard, and if it doesn't pass, we're certainly going to take it to the public for the fall.
The effort to pass public financing of campaigns comes as a study by the New York Public Interest Research Group finds more evidence of Albany's pay-to-play culture. The study finds that lobby firms contributed 70,000 times as much money per capita as the average New York State resident, and that the practice of bundling boosts the influence to an even greater level. Bundling occurs when lobbyists encourage their clients to also make contributions. They are then delivered as a package to the politician's campaign fund. The report finds that Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign committee received the most money from lobbyists, nearly $500,000. Second was Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, whose campaign fund got around $150,000. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.